75% of Americans believe in UFOs. 30% of Americans believe UFOs are vehicles from other worlds. And 3% of Americans believe they have been abducted by aliens. That's over 8 million people. They're out there, aren't they?
Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
Well, here we are at the UFO Files. I'm Jerry Pippin, and we have Larry Dickham with us, joining us from Secaucus, New Jersey. And Larry, I asked you to come on the show today because some sad news concerning Dr. John Mack.
Yes, it's unfortunate. We found out yesterday evening, and then overnight I got several other emails from several other sources that, in fact, Dr. Mack had been killed in an automobile accident in one of the suburbs of London in England. And
I guess it happened Monday night.
Yes.
After dinner with some friends.
Right. He was walking back to the place where he was staying, and he would have been on a flight home the next day, I believe.
Wow. And I guess a driver who is under suspicion of being intoxicated,
right,
and has been arrested.
Right.
They can read a lot about John Mack on our website. We have a link to his website, I think.
Yes, on our UFO Files page, we have a link to his site, and right up at the top under our main menu, you'll see his picture and a link to the page specifically on the site that describes what happened and gives some history about John and his accomplishments in his life.
He won a Pulitzer Prize for not on the UFO research work, but on Lawrence of Arabia, is that right?
Right. Back in 1977, he published a book that was a psychoanalysis of T.E. Lawrence, and it won him a Pulitzer Prize.
I met John Mack personally out at Laughlin at the UFO Congress meeting there. We never really interviewed him because he didn't want to. He had made it a practice never to do an interview at one of these conferences.
Right.
And we basically don't do a lot of phone interviews. We do some, naturally.
Right.
And the opportunity or the reason never came up that we just had to have him on the air by phone. But he was a nice enough man,
mm-hmm.
and he was very congenial with his colleagues. And if I remember correctly, I believe he went to dinner that night with Bud Hopkins.
Yeah, Bud and he and also Dr. Jacobs, David Jacobs, down in Philadelphia. The three of them were good friends, and, you know, David and Bob... have very strong opinions about the reality of abduction experiences and the fact that these are actual physical events that are occurring, whereas Dr. Mack initially had some feelings in that direction, but as of the publishing of his last book, he had his first book was published in 1994 on abductions. His second book, published in 1999, sort of went a little further up the scale and towards the psychoanalytical realm and the spiritual realm, and he actually believes that, well, the events are happening, but they're sort of like alternative reality events rather than physical manifestation. And so in that sense, Dr. Mack and the rest of the UFO community have some disagreement, but still and again, he was always more than happy to work with Bud Hopkins. I know the last time Bud had his book signing event here in New York City that I attended last year, last fall, and Dr. Mack was present there, and I had an opportunity as well to meet him. And you know, he has nothing bad to say about the UFO community or the work of Bud and Dr. Jacobs. It's just that he has some disagreement about the ultimate reality of the matter.
Well, he will be missed, and he did add some credibility to the UFO research community simply because he was on the staff there at Harvard.
Yeah, and he actually had quite a personal sacrifice in that he was put on trial, basically, in the scientific community and within his own college. He fought for 15 months to justify his continued tenure at Harvard, and he won.
Well, he will be missed, and of course, you just, you know, there have been a lot of people wondering, but there have been other UFO researchers passing away, some under mysterious circumstances, but I don't think there was anything connected here. We never know, of course. I think it basically was just an accident.
Yeah, I, you know, especially the fact that it wasn't a hit and run, and they do have a person under arrest who was intoxicated. I think it's, you know, things happen, unfortunately. This is a reality, is, you know, events occur, and unfortunately, they're very often surprises to the rest of us, but that's life. And we will sorely miss Dr. Mack in the community, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and discussing it with us and our listeners. And John Mack, peace be with his family. And he will be missed, you're absolutely right. But as they say, the show must go on, so we're going to pause for a commercial word and we'll be back with our regular UFO files. Thanks for joining me, Larry.
Okay. Have a good night, Jerry.
Okay.